I could say once again, but that would spill the beans. And we won't do that. Good morning. Welcome to Steve from Southwest UK.
Hello. Welcome.
The audio right now, I'm monitoring. I've got a trace of an echo, and hopefully that doesn't come out in the episode for today. Today's episode, the Friday wrap-up, we're talking about the Geyer Cook Report episodes of the previous week. And to get there, you go to the geyercookreport.podbean.com, and it'll look like that screen over there. And then you go down to the red link for the Geyer Cook Report Friday wrap-up with today's date on it. And you click that, and bazinga, there's the WordPress-powered blog that has the show notes. There's a little blue badge right there on the side, so get notifications. If you click that, if you choose to, you'll get an email notifying you at the hands of Push Crew. They send out a notice every time I update the notes. So let's look at the notes. Monday, we examined a post that was titled Local SEO 7 Google My Business Questions Asked and Answered. If you've got a Google My Business page set up, this will work. If you don't have one set up, get that way. Google My Business does great in local SEO. You come up in the maps, and enough said. On Tuesday, we looked at a post that originally was from Ian Cleary at Razor Social, and Ian put up 7 free tools from Google that do SEO really, really well. In fact, I use a lot of them, like the Search Console, Webmaster Analytics, Google Analytics, I mean to say, and so forth. So take a look at that. Those are good additions to your internet toolbox. The What's on Our Mind Wednesday, we shared the URL of the vDomain hosting newsletter sign-up page. On Thursday, we had the link for 7 essential tips for getting your B2B customers online. If you've got an online presence set up, there's still pearls in that oyster, things that you need to do to touch and make sure you've got things right. Thanks to the patrons that support our show. We couldn't do it without you. We appreciate your patronage. The report has credits, and you can see that link there. The Geyer Cook Report credits list is here. Have a quick look at that. And basically what we're doing there is we're thanking you for listening, for viewing us on YouTube. You went maybe to youtube.com, Wack Geyer Cook, and looked at the latest episode there. The links for the show notes are in there, and that's all of the show notes going back over 3 years. This parent website, GeyerCookOnlineServices.com, and then there's a link there, how to subscribe to the podcast on Podbean, to like, comment, and share the episode on iTunes, on YouTube. The people that wanted to rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts, it used to be called iTunes, but we know it's now called Apple Podcasts. There's a link there to a post by Sam Mallory from back in 2016, the last time I checked, it still works, on how to give a rating to the podcast in your iTunes environment. So, especially relevant, do that part. Fraser Ramsey, Hattrick and Ramsey Unleashed, enough said. He's a podcaster. He first told me about Podbean. In fact, he's the guy that came up, hey, you ought to do a podcast. Well, we're doing one. Every weekday, and we do a wrap-up, a summary, a look at this that isn't recorded at 3 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time, which will mean something to Steve, right?
It does.
The Eileen Smith reference, we thank Eileen Smith very much. The Digital Diva told us about Screencast-O-Matic a couple years ago, and we've used it every day, every episode since. It's a great recorder. Thanks to the Facebook groups, Friends Just Chatting, and the new one, well, if last May is new, for the Geyer Cook Report. And so on that note, we'll go back up to the top. We'll click on the tab for the show notes and go to the top of that there. Thank God for that top button. Because then, as the frequent flyers know, I'm going to say those three magic words. Yep. I'll see you on Monday. It's a wrap.